The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Jenna Ellis Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There has never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
As a constitutional law attorney, former senior legal advisor and personal counsel to President Donald J. Trump, Jenna Ellis believes in the rule of law and the importance of integrity in our elections. And she's ready to tackle the big cultural and legal issues facing America. This is the Jenna Ellis Show. Here is your host, Jenna Ellis.
Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the Jenna Ellis Show. I'm Jenna Ellis, and a lot to talk about today. We have my good friend Mike Lindell, who is joining me today because he has announced that he is running for RNC chair to oust Ronna McDaniel, or as I like to call her, Ronna McMoron, and she absolutely needs to go. So, Mike, I want to talk to you first about that and then, of course, get into some of this other election and Twitter stuff. But first, what's your position here on why Ronna McDaniel has completely failed and why you're running for RNC chair?
Well, it was about 10 days ago, I guess now. I was approached. Obviously, I've had problems with Ronna over the past couple of years when she didn't do anything for the election. I call it election crime. She calls it election integrity, which is a very weak word. But they raised money in 2020. And for the election to fight this, and they didn't spend a dime. Now, whether they were afraid of lawfare or whatever, I don't know their reasoning, but it was the whole country said, what are you doing? Where are you, RNC? Same way with Arizona right now. They've abandoned the America First candidates. She didn't even congratulate Matt DiPerno and Christina Caramo in her home state of Michigan when they won in the primaries. And she just totally ignored them. Anybody that was that had anything to do with election, anything with the elections, that wanted to fix our elections. It's very kind of a mystery there. But I was approached about 10 days ago by big donors, and they said, we're not going to give anymore to the RNC unless something changes. 2018, let's look at Ronna's report card. 2018, F. 2020, F. 2022, F, and it should even be, I would rank that the absolute worst one because it should have been the biggest red wave in history based on our footprint that we are in this country, the most critical time ever in our country, and she did nothing. And then I talked to people within the RNC, the state leads. They called me up. I spent a week doing my due diligence, and they said, Mike, we really need you. We believe a businessman can fix this. We believe that if we don't fix the elections, if we don't fix the elections, our donors are going to go by the wayside because we're not getting any results. And you're not going to get results unless you fix the elections, our election systems. And so I prayed about it then, and I announced earlier this week and on Monday, and they vote in January. I believe it's like the 23rd of January. Remember, everybody, this isn't a public vote. This is 168, three from every state within the RNC, three from every state or territory. And so you need 85 to win. I'm going to be calling. I've called quite a few, but I'm going to be calling each and every one of them to find out what they see as a problem within the RNC. And I'll be telling them, what I believe needs to be done to fix it. And we'll go from there. I'm all in. This needs to be, the RNC needs to be fixed immediately. We're at an apex in history. If they're going to sit there and ignore the real problems based on same old status quo, the same input's going to give you the same output. You have Ronna McDaniel, the longest running chair in over a century. And for what? You don't reward failure in any business. And, So I'm I'm looking forward to it, and I've got a, you know, one of the things they're not looking at is the current footprint. I guess none of them are looking at, gee, why did we fail three times in a row? We spent all this money. We raised $1 billion. We raised $400 million. Well, I'll tell you why. Because you backed out of everything that had to do with elections. You didn't say, where was the RNC when all these Secretary of States were breaking all these laws in our states because of the China virus? Where were they then? Where were they when the citizens right now, Jenna, have over 50 lawsuits going on in this country to help our elections or to get them right, or to get not just get rid of the machines, but mail-in voting, all these other things that were done illegally? Where's the RNC? Why are these citizens putting up their money? Why is this? Why? Where are they? And yeah. That's the biggest thing. It's disgusting.
That's such a great question, Mike. And that raises, I guess, the next question, which is for these board members or these 168 people who actually vote for the chairperson, are they establishment or do they see the problems and actually want change?
You know, I haven't went through them all yet, Jenna, but they, from what I've heard from the members I've talked to, which are very, call it pro America First, pro, you know, they're good people. And the ones I've talked to, and they said there's probably about 40 to 60 of the members that we would call, I would call uniparty, deep state, establishment, somewhat globalist, who knows. That's where these guys put them. Now, I haven't talked to everyone yet, but I'm just using their own numbers. And then you have about 40 to 50 of them, let's say another third, that I would have their vote. And that's what they're telling me. And then you have the middle third where they're somewhere between, you know, the first group and the second group. They're all in there and there, and you'd have to find out where they sit. But they're very frustrated. That middle group is very frustrated, going, they don't know what to do. They don't know why, you know, when it's sitting out there and your RNC makes decisions. When they made decisions not to look into elections, they just did this in Arizona. We had all this stuff in Arizona to help Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham and Blake Masters and the crazy stuff that went on in Arizona with these machines malfunctioning on the morning of the election. And the RNC comes in and says, okay, we're going to help pay for everything. We want to pay for anything. As soon as they heard the word that the relief would be a new election, we're looking forward. We're going to look forward. We're not going to look back and say, you know, we don't want to change a paradigm or change, have this anomaly that happened. We don't want to fix this. We just want to look at it. And now we're going to jump over to Georgia and raise money there for Herschel Walker, or tell everybody that's what they're doing. And you abandon Arizona. Shame on you, Ronna McDaniel. Shame on you, RNC. This is very bad. I'll tell you, Jenna, I get in there, and one of the first things I'm going to do is probably fire all their lawyers. They're either giving them bad advice or they're cowards. It can only be one of two things.
Good. You know? Well, I'll tell you from my experience, you need to fire Justin Raymer. He's the one that Ronna McDaniel said that she was going to fire in the midst of the 2020 election aftermath. And he basically just went dark. And then after, you know, they basically abandoned everything in the aftermath of 2020, he came back, and he is one of the worst establishment hacks that I've ever seen, and is part of still, you know, the Election Integrity Group in D.C. And so remember that name for sure, because he is one who's the chief counsel of the RNC, who's absolutely terrible. But this raises just a whole host of, I think, really frustrations, Mike, because everybody is seeing who cares about our country. So all of the patriots, all of the America First people see that the RNC is raising money just for their own benefit, that they're abandoning Arizona. They abandoned even before the election. You're right. They abandoned America First candidates. Anybody who even questioned the outcome of the election in 2020, they abandoned. And then Ronna was going out with, you know, Joe O'Day in Colorado, who had absolutely no choice or who had absolutely no chance, and is one of the most pro-choice candidates. And yet here she is fundraising for him instead of going to places where people actually care and say, okay, we really need to get behind these candidates. And so the RNC to me and the Republican Party in general, has completely lost their way. And so I hope that you can get in and shape this. But Lee Zeldin has also announced his candidacy. Are you concerned about a split vote?
No. Here's what I welcome anyone in there, because here's why. You know, Reince Priebus, he got in on the seventh time. And I just look back at some history here that people were telling me. You need 85 votes, and we have a short window here. Now, I'll be calling them all before the 23rd of January. And also, there's some states where they vote for these new ones to come in before the big vote. So I'm not sure yet if I have to talk to them, too. I don't know who gets to make the votes, the incoming or the outgoing. So I'll check on that. But with Lee and even others, we're not going to pull from each other. They might be all these people in the RNC. It's taking votes from her. So if everybody stays below 85, you have another vote and another vote. This would give me more time. I have the solutions. I've been every business I've had successful. I know when you get, and I have faced adversity. They right now are facing the biggest collapse ever. I mean, and our country's facing the biggest collapse and losing our country. And they could be a key part of saving our country. And those people in the RNC, they might vote for Lee. Well, you know, what does Mike know about politics? Let's go for Lee. You know, so I think these would pull from her, reasons to pull from her. I'm not afraid of that at all. And once That's I great. Talk to all 168, I'll have a good handle on, you know, if there's other problems that from within, like you've just brought up this person here. It's a big problem. You've got a clean house, and you don't bring in what they're doing now. There was a big article came out, too little, too late. I think it was the Gateway Pundit saying Ronna McDaniel now is bringing in an advisory board and paying more money out to chasing money, going, hey, let's bring in a Bible. Maybe they'll know how to fix things. How come we campaign? We raised all this money and all these candidates lost. I'll tell you why the ones lost, because they weren't behind them and they got cheated by the electronic system. The voting systems we're in right now. If you don't change them, you're just taking money from donors. And anybody that wins is because they, the Uniparty, the globalists, the deep state, let them win. It's very simple. They let them win. So I welcome Lee, and I welcome, I think anyone that goes in, it's all, you know, all to get rid of Ronna McDaniel and to save the RNC. And I, you know, I don't know if he's fully declared, but if he is, I think it'd be great, because you'd have people in that middle group, I think, that might say, well, Mike Lindell, what does he know about politics? I'll tell you what, Jenna, I'll tell you what I know about business, and this is a business, and I know how to get, and I know how to market. You talk about donors. That's not a problem. I come in, I'll raise more money than would ever be raised in history. But I will tell you, it has to be spent right. If you don't spend it to fix the problem and then be proactive to win, it's the whole thing is frivolous that you even went out and got their money. And it's a shame. It would be absolutely a shame to get all that money. And that's what the RNC is doing. They just doubled down on their marketing. You know, you get three more emails from Ronna a day going, hey, Herschel Walker, get behind Herschel. What are you guys going to do for Herschel? And then I've heard they're not even doing anything. They're getting outspent there as it is. I'm probably getting ready for their big Christmas party. I don't know.
Yeah, but that is so well said, Mike. And this is exactly why you would be such a great lead of the RNC. And no one in this country, regardless of whether, you know, like Trump, they love you or hate you, no one can doubt or question the fact that you have been more committed and put more of your own personal money, reputation, credibility, everything on the line to fight for this country and fight for election integrity and continue to fight in all of the right ways and ask all of the questions. And you haven't backed down and you've shown immense courage. And you know enough about politics to know that this is a business. You know that this is corrupt and you know that this is a uniparty. And I'm so sick of the Republican Party for what they're not doing for America. And that's why we need change. And that's why so many people are so frustrated with the current Republican Republican Party, and they're America First, and they loved President Trump. And so with everything that you're wanting to do, I think with you at the helm, you would ask the right questions, you would fire the right people, drain the Republican rhino swamp that is the RNC, and actually back the people who maybe aren't the professional handpicked candidates. They're the ones who are the genuine patriots who, as this country was founded on, we the people get to select from among ourselves. No one ever founded this country saying that we needed to have professional politicians. That wasn't the goal of this country. And that's actually gotten us so far off track. So when we look at election integrity and we look at everything that's going on in Arizona, what's your take on what's going on and why we do? I agree with you. I think we need a new election in Arizona because of all of the issues that have arisen.
I want to backtrack a little bit on what you said, too. That remember, at the precinct level, all these precinct committeemen or whatever, these RNC, are these Republicans at that level, we filled tens of thousands of spots over the last year and a half. And that goes from the bottom up. Now, I'd be taking it from the top down. You're exactly right when you say, here's what I was going to bring up. So, like, let's just say they're raising money for, we're going to get people to register and stuff. Well, you can go, you got to look at these states, what's going on now. Look at Pennsylvania. Once again, had more votes than voters. They have millions of more people on their dirty voter rolls that should be there. If you actually took them off, I believe that Pennsylvania is a Republican state with more Republicans than Democrats, if you actually cleaned up the rolls. So these are things that you have to look at. And then when you say, too, when you say, well, you know, this they said, well, Mike Lindell bring diversity or division or whatever. I don't believe that. The only ones divided are the bad people we want to get rid of. When you talk about people in this country, I don't care who it is. I've been from California to Florida and everywhere in between. The people, I don't care even what party you're in. They want this stuff gone. They want to have free and fair elections and have our American dream back. That, you know, I have no problem with somebody else winning if they were elected fairly. And you know, and Jenna, you know what's really made people ask me, they go, well, Mike, if you lose this, are you going to be okay with the election? Well, yeah, because you know what? It's paper ballots. It's a secret ballot, hand counted. What a concept. Now you go down to Arizona. I'm going to tell you some good news there, everybody. Going into the counties, there was Mojave and Cochise. And I talked to all these supervisors there. And as everybody knows, Cochise did not certify, and Mojave did. And the guy made a statement. He said, I am doing this under duress. I've been told I would be sued or be put in jail if I vote no to not certify. And Jenna, they were threatened. They were threatened. And this is a disgusting place we're in our country. There was one of them on the phone with me and one of the attorneys. And remember now, see everybody who's paying for all the attorneys down there now because the RNC backed out. I'll give you a hint. The Lindell Offense Fund and others, citizens. And so anyway, what I was saying there is this gal was on the phone and she's one of the ones that vote in one of the counties. And she says, can you guarantee me that I'm not going to get arrested? And if we vote no to not certify. And the attorney on the phone says, absolutely, they can't arrest you. You've done nothing wrong. This is your job. This is what you can do. And she goes, well, it seems like they can do anything nowadays. You know what I said, Jenna? I said, you know what? He can't give you that guarantee because we are in a lawless society right now. I personally had my property taken, my phone. Our great real president they've weaponized the FBI against him. Many people in Colorado getting their doors bashed in by the FBI and nobody gets arrested. So I said to her, you know what? It could happen. Anything could happen in where we're facing. Sure, they would release you right away. But I did assure her, I said, I will be there for you. I will be there for you. I'll be the first one to get you out and to cover anything. But you know what? They were tried to be courageous, but Mojave County decided under duress. They have families, Jenna, and they were threatened. This is not just lawfare, but it's also physically threatened, basically, if you're going to go to jail and you're afraid of that. But Cochise County, they stood their ground and they did not certify. Now, everybody, there's so many great things going on in Arizona. And everyone say, well, why aren't you filing anything now? There is a strategy. And we wait till Katie Hobbs, when she tried, we'll have to see how this plays out. If when she in Arizona, there's a law there. You have to wait for certification to then you have 5 days to contest it or something like that. You know, I'm not exactly know all the exact details, but there's also a group, Jenna. There's so many different things that were done illegally in and wrong in Arizona. And one of them is none of the machines were certified by the laboratories. They had to have that. None of them were. Well, what did that manifest to? Let's just say there was no crime, which there was. Carrie Lake won. Mark Fincham won. Blake Masters won. Doug Mastriano won. Matt DiPerno won. Christina Caramo won. Oz won. And Herschel wouldn't be in a runoff. He won too. And I would say, what do they all have in common? They wanted our elections righted. They wanted to fix our election. Well, in Arizona, what a blessing it was to wake up on the election morning. I'm praying. I'm going, God, please let something today that can change that can change everything. And I got my prayers were answered because all those machines went down. Well, it made national news, international news. Fox News reported it. I mean, you got to be kidding. These machines. And it was in Republican areas. Well, there was other states too, Jenna, that went on all across our country. That's a whole nother story. The Arizona made the news. Now, what they've tried to do is keep it out of the news right now. Everyone goes, yeah, you know, like, let's just talk about other things so we don't talk about the gateway, the opening we have in Arizona. Because once things start falling, if judges really make decisions and don't kick things out for standing, if they make decisions, we can get our country back and get our elections righted in very short order. Remember, they destroyed them in a very short order. We can bring it back in a short order. With God, all things are possible. And I'm very encouraged and very optimistic now more than I've ever been. I tell everyone, if we would have had that big red wave, I believe it would have ruined our country forever. We'd have lost our country forever. And everyone's going, come on, Mike, we've heard this before. Here's why, Jenna. If we would have had that big red wave, everyone would have said, oh, come on, our election systems are fine. You know, the bad people probably should have done that because they would have won in the long run. But instead, everybody expected, and any other time in history would have been the biggest red wave ever known to man because of what the destruction that's going on in our country. But instead, they steal the Senate and they barely hear, let's just the uniparty, let's give them the House. Well, throw them a little treat. Well, but now everybody's going, hey, there's problems. You know, you think I would have been able to run for chairman of the RNC to clean that up if there had been a big red wave? No, they would have said, oh, Ronna McDaniel, she's look at the great things they did with the money. You know, and but by what happened, it opened the door up. Everybody knows that we could end up like Venezuela or Brazil. They're fighting for their lives over there. And down the road, be like China, where those courageous people over there are standing up, saying, we're not going to take it anymore. You know, and this is where we're at. We are at an apex in history in our country. Do you know, Jenna, during the last 2 years for me, and I'm sure you've seen it yourself, the blockers, my biggest obstacles have been the Republican politicians from Robin Voss in Wisconsin, Brad Raffenberger down there, Doug Ducey's of the world. These people and the legislatures in the Republican legislatures in all these swing states. But you got the big RNC out there raising all this money. And by them not doing nothing, when they're supposed to be the engine behind getting these candidates elected and getting the wins. And if they're doing nothing, which they haven't done anything, that's as bad as the people that were the blockers.
Legacy Precious Metals is the company that I trust to give you good and patient counsel for investing in your retirement. The Biden administration has caused a financial crisis, and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, not only do your expenses go up, but the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when And we are already seeing record inflation. That's the last thing that we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you may be vulnerable. So gold is one of the very best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your own gold. It's real, it's physical, and it's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com, where you can download the free investor's guide. You can also go to my Facebook page, Jenna Ellis. I am a public figure on Facebook. You need to start your retirement account even if you're in your 20s or 30s. There is always a great time to protect your retirement and invest, just like you want to protect your health over the long term. So go to Legacy Precious Metals at legacypminvestments.com or call 866-528-1903. My good friend Mike Lindell, as you know, is a sponsor of The Jenna Ellis Show, and his latest offer is for the MyPillow towels. Towels just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they just don't absorb very well. Mike Lindell at MyPillow found that around 2006, towels actually changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they just didn't work. So he found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft, but actually work. We all love stuff that works. And they are all made in the USA with cotton, and they come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. So right now, for a six-piece set, which is two bath, two hand towels, and two washcloths, regularly $109.99, now only $39.99. I have several packages of these. I love them. They come in a variety of colors. So definitely go and get that today. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels, but you have to enter the promo code Jenna. That's J-E-N-N-A. Or you can call 1-800-564-8475 for the great radio specials. Mention your promo code Jenna and go to MyPillow.com. And of course, we all want to support Mike Lindell because he's such a great American as well. Yeah, and this is why you rightly call it a uniparty, because if the Republicans were genuinely concerned about their own candidates and about election integrity and free and fair elections and everything working according to state law, then you would have election administration run fairly. You would have Republican-led legislatures cleaning up the rolls. They would institute voter ID. They would have a process, as I've been saying for the last 2 years, they would have a process by which elections can be quickly challenged and in a method that provides not only a process so that you don't get kicked out for standing or it's not ripe or all of these other things, but you actually have a hearing on the merits, and they would provide a remedy for corrupted elections or for elections that were administered not according to state law. But aren't Republicans doing this? Well, the answer to that question is very, very obvious, and the answer is the uniparty. So, Mike, in just the last few minutes that I have with you, though, I want to ask you as well about Twitter, because Elon Musk just today, I mean, this is breaking news right now, he confirmed that Twitter has interfered with elections. In a response to a report from Reuters, Musk actually replied, quote, "The obvious reality, as longtime users know, is that Twitter has failed in trust and safety for a very long time and has interfered in elections. Twitter 2.0 will be far more effective, transparent, and even-handed." So I've been asking Elon Musk for, since he took over, to reinstate your account. What is your perspective on all of that?
Well, I've actually publicly said I would want this before this. You could go back a month or two. And I said, I want to meet with Elon. And I said, what I wanted to meet with him was to show him the evidence and say, hey, because he's a smart guy, and say, whoa. 2 hours with my best guy and say, here, look at this. Do you see the urgency? We lose our country if we don't have paper ballots hand counted and get rid of these voting machines and all this. He's got a big voice. And that was going to be with him going, hey, and this is why they took me off Twitter, because of the truth that I had. And I was going to show him that and say, here's this and this. Well, now I just heard that he's putting everybody back on Twitter this week, as long as they didn't break any laws. And I'm waiting to see that. But I still would like the open image. You know, I would love to meet with him, regardless if he puts me in states me or not, and say, but maybe I'm tweeting out. That's where he's doing all his talking. I can say, hey, here's why I got kicked off of Twitter. Put up whatever I have for my best evidence, it's like we have on Frank's speech, and say, Elon, could we have a sit down? And so, because I want to make sure I'm not going to put up anything that's going to get me kicked off again, right? And by crooked Jack Dorsey, who Jack Dorsey, by the way, when Elon says they did elections, we have all kinds of stuff and evidence from back then of where Twitter was involved directly. Get this. With some government officials, including a Secretary of State of a certain state, and they broke laws, huge laws broken back then, and blatantly, and nothing was done about it. Instead, I want to quick tell you this, Jenna, this is breaking news for everybody. Remember my big lawsuits with these machine companies when I asked Dominion to sue me? We now, in discovery, and the reason I did, we can go out and discovery. Hey, you got to show us what's inside these machines. You need to show us. Well, we subpoenaed 37, I believe, counties to get their, the stuff requests from their inside the machines. And one of them now in Kent County, Michigan, yesterday, the judge ruled, no, not only are we, I'm not going to let you look inside these machines, but I'm going to sanction you and your lawyer, Mike Lindell, to pay the county for even asking something like this. And, I mean, where are we, Jenna, when I can't even defend myself and go get my things? That you're an attorney. I mean, where have we come to as a country where are we completely lawless? Or, I pray that judges are going to bring our country back and start having courage and just to look at things and not just kick things for standing or basically right there. No, you can't look, Mike. And by the way, just for asking, we're going to make you pay money.
Wow. It's incredible. And I think you're completely right that we need judicial courage and we need judges in this country at every level, state and also federal, that are willing to actually look at election challenges on the merits. Because if certification just go through, it's a rubber stamp, and elections just happen and they say, oh well, too bad, and then you can't do anything before an election, you can't do anything after an election, then we're a banana republic and we don't have any recourse. And that is not the judicial process in the United States of America, to say that there is no remedy for a specific articulable harm. I mean, that makes no sense in our republic and in the way that our laws are designed and in the way the judicial process works, right? Other than it's pure corruption. That's really the only response. So in just the last couple of minutes I have here, so what is, you've talked about cleaning up the RNC and on all of that, but what is your main pitch then, just in the last few minutes, to people who are listening to this, who want that to happen within the RNC? How can they help you? How can they support you?
Well, this is kind of a different thing here, because I'll be actually calling all 168 of them and getting a full picture of the RNC and then telling each member. Each member is like my own sales pitch. I mean it when I say from the heart. Here's what I can do. Here's what I'm going to do. And it's not going to take a long time. If you are if you're out there now, one of the things, you can go to precinctstrategy.com, and at Precinct Strategy, you yourself can become one of these precinct person. And that's the bottom of the RNC. And then it goes up from there. The RNC never wanted those positions filled. There was over 200,000 of them empty. We filled a lot of them, Jenna. But they vote on these people, these middle people. And then, of course, you have those people up above voting for their chairman and stuff. But they, prayers are always welcome. And I do want to give everybody... tell everybody, because they're one of the biggest comments I'm getting. Well, Mike, we want you to keep fighting for our elections. Let me tell everybody about this. This is the same fight. My thing, and I will never, ever, ever give up. If we don't fix our election system now, we lose our country. I've said it over and over again. One of the things, Jenna, the RNC as a whole, there is no judge, I believe, in this country, if you went before him for an election process, can kick the RNC out for no standing. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, I mean, you know, this is exactly where you need to have the rules that make sense and you need to apply the rules fairly. And I think that you fighting for this is really amazing. And I'm so grateful, Mike, that you are stepping in to have this fight. Right. And so
I want to say one more quick thing. If you're a donor that is given to the RNC and if you reach out to the RNC and tell them that you want Mike Lindell in there because you want your dollars protected. I will tell you, I will not, any dollar that I would solicit or come into the RNC, that will be spent the best it can possibly be spent. And I will promise that to save our country. So.
And that's a huge, huge distinction from where the party is going right now. I would love to know what happened to the over $300 million that was raised, in the aftermath of the 2020 election. Where exactly did that go?
Right.
Because Lana has never provided transparency on that. Shockingly, no one has ever audited that money, right? Because somehow, you know, audits are now bad, even though in the business world, we all know that that's actually something that's good for transparency and accountability. But can people also call themselves, you know, some of these board members, or is there a process to contact them?
Unless you already know them, that's something I would rather call them all myself right now first. But if you know them personally or you're part of it, I think you can get their names right on the internet. You just put the 168 RNC board members and their names are listed. And if you know one or if you donate, the people everyone that donates to the RNC, they have their contact person, so to speak. And I've been hearing from the big donors. I think those people at the RNC need to hear from the big donors and from the micro donors. I encourage that. I don't know if it would do any good for half a million emails going into each one. I think that would be, hear the people that already have relationship with them, just voice your opinion because maybe you have questions for me. One of the things we've been taking questions on my show, which is on the Frank Speech app, you can get that app. I have my shows every day at 6 p.m. Central. And I've been taking, calls from the people and I've been learning, what the people want. Jenna, I have not heard one person I've called yet that does not want me to win and to run. This is before I said I was running. So that's really encouraging for me. I haven't heard anybody call up and say, why are you running? We don't need you. You're going to ruin the RNC. Well, yeah, I guess you can't ruin something that's already ruined, right? There is that.
Right, 100%. And, I actually had a Twitter poll just the other day about, whether or not people wanted Rana to be on. And then I had, you and Lee Zeldin on there as well. And I'm trying to look for it here, but I think it over 10,000 votes. I mean, it was a lot of people on there and, here it is. Okay. So 11,100 votes are the final results. Rana McDaniel got 2%. So, and then, you and Lee Zeldin made up the other 98% out of 11,100 votes across Twitter. So, and Twitter polls, like Dan Scavino for President Trump always loves those because, it's interesting. It's always just one vote, one account. You can't go and vote multiple times. You always, it's reported right away. But I think that just shows the pulse of where the Republicans and the true Republicans and the conservatives are at. They don't want Rana. They want her gone. And they want a genuine patriotic party again that respects America's values, wants free and fair elections, and wants the law enforced. I mean, is that really too much to ask?
Right. Absolutely. They did a poll at Getter too, and it was Rana got less than 1% there. I got 56% and Lee got 43%. So we're 43, 44. So it's pretty much the same. That's kind of the temperature all over right now. But I don't think that, they haven't heard what the solutions that I have, and they haven't heard, if you did a poll based on, right? I mean, this is just a poll without anybody saying, hey, what they're going to do to fix it or whatever. And so even though I'm, way in the lead, And that's not even saying how I would fix it, and I would fix it very fast. I think the people, even in the, within the RNC and the country, know what I've had to face with my company with over 2,000 employees and all we've had to go through. We've had to make decisions based on a changed footprint. Our footprint changed, and we had to make some very good and very very critical decisions at the time. And they were good. They turned out to all be good decisions to get to where we are today. And the RNC, it not only needs to be fixed, but it needs to be fixed fast. We've got one of the most important elections in the world history coming up in 2024. And if we don't fix things now, we've got, 2 years to do it. Basically, I consider it a year and a half because I want everything fixed long before the election. And right now they can. That board that they're going to bring in. Okay, hey, it's okay, donors, keep pouring money in because we got a new advisory board. Well, aren't the same people in place? You just added more people advising the bad people that made bad decisions before. That doesn't even make sense, Jenna.
That whole advisory board, especially with Blake Masters on it and a couple, it feels like she's just trying to say, please don't say anything negative because I didn't fight for you and I didn't help you win your election. So we'll create a little advisory board position and put you on there so that you can't talk bad about us. I mean, it's so political, it's so dirty, and it's so corrupt. And everybody sees through it and they're tired of it. Also, Mike Lindell, you have the Mike Lindell Offense Fund. It's not a defense. It is Offense Fund. So how can people donate to that? Because you've helped so many people.
The Lindell Legal Offense Fund.org. Or LindellLegalFund.org, either one. And we have been so horizontal now. I've got, tens of millions of dollars of my own money, but now it's getting so big with all these things going on across our country. We can really use everybody's help there. And they don't care if it's $5, $10, or $500,000. It's funny, Jenna, that they, now that this has happened, we just seen an uptick of people wanting to help there. And I guarantee every dollar that comes in there will go in the best place to help save our country. And I've said that from the beginning. And so we appreciate that.
Awesome. Well, I love and support you, Mike Lindell. Thank you so much for everything you're doing for this country, for election integrity, for championing Christ, and for the values that America was founded upon. You're so inspirational, and you are someone who has always stood up with courage to continue to ask the questions, fight the right fights. And I will be praying for you for this battle, support you 100%. And thanks so much for joining me today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jenna. Thanks, everybody. God bless you all.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.